The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 47, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 13th, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
The symptoms of birth, one can understand, of course, through avijñāna. Those are abhijñāna, the word is used, guna-bhijñāna, jñāpaka. Guna-bhijñāna-jñāpaka-yathā. By the gunas, one can, guna means quality, one can understand the past and future. Still, in India, there is an astrological system. It is called Bhrigu Samhita. That because according to that Bhrigu Samhita, the astrologer can say what the man was in the future and what is going to be, what the man was in the past and what is going to be in future and present. Generally, we can understand from the śāstra that according to guna, sata-guna, raja-guna, tama-guna, those who are in sata-guna, they are going higher planetary system, raja-guna on the same platform, tama-guna going down. So the human endeavor should be how to increase the sattva-guna quality of the man. That is the duty of all guardians, state, king, government, everyone should. If you do not make such attempt to elevate your dependent towards the sattva-guna platform, simply lamenting, what will do good to you? Our position is this, now it is uncontrollable, the things are going bad, there are problems. Yes, problem must be there. Because the aim of life should be known. They do not know. The modern civilization, they do not know what is the aim of life, how life is going on eternally, how it is implicated, how to entangle. So many things are there. It's a great science. So the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to establish this science. Their real mission is how the human society will be happy. That is the duty of all saintly persons. According to our parampara system, just like Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were very exalted personalities, minister in government. Still, they resigned from the service and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That is the history. All the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very big personalities. Just like Rupa Sanatana, they are minister. Then Bhatta Raghunath, Dasa Raghunath, Raghunath Das, he was coming more than minister. His father and uncle were the biggest jamindar, landlord in those times. He was the only son of the father and the uncle, huge estate, beautiful wife, everything he left and joined this movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is also coming from a very aristocratic Brahmin family in South India. Sijiv Goswami, the nephew of Rupa Goswami, the learned circle still in Bengal, they say, such a big scholar and philosophy, there was none and nobody expect a similar philosopher and learned scholar in the future. He was such a big personality, Jiva Goswami. Big Mahavadis, they are afraid of Jiva Goswami's logic and argument to establish the Vaishnava philosophy. So, it is not, this Krishna consciousness movement is for very intelligent, high class, fortunate person. Because they are going to guide the destiny of the human society. Nana sastra vicharane kunipuno sadharma sangasthapako lokanan hitakarino. Their only endeavor is how people will be happy. This is their real mission. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore asked to take this mission and go village to village, town to town, and spread my mission. Prithivite asivato nagaradigra sarvatra prachar haive murna. So, you young Americans, you have taken a very great mission, and the system we have introduced to go in the vans, buses, and village to village, town to town, and if you give strictly on the principles and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then your mission will be successful. There is no doubt about it. Vartamana Annayo Kala. There are three different features of time, past, present and future. So those who are learned scholars, from one point they can calculate what is the past and what is the future. Evam janma annayori tar dharma dharma nidarsanam. There is astrology, there are experienced persons, they can say what was the past, what will be the future. This is one side. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is, even without any knowledge of the past, without any knowledge of the future, if you take the present opportunity, then your life is successful. The present opportunity is that in this age, Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Anath Pita Charing Chirat, Karunaya, anyone knows this verse? Anath Pita Charing Chirat, Karunaya, Vati Nakalo, Samarpayaton Natu Ujjalara Sanga Sabhaktisya, Hari Purata Sundara Dati, Kadamma Sandipita, Sadari Dayakandare, Suratuva, Sachinandana. This is Rupa Goswami's blessing, that within your heart let Sachinandana be seated. Sadari Dayakandare, Suratuva, Sachinandana. Then everything will be adjusted. He has appeared for this path. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya vati nagalo samarpayatamannata ujjalarasa sabhaktisya. He is personality. Krishna personality is giving.
Krishna.
Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namino Gauratkisi Nama. These are the verses composed by Rupa Goswami. That here is most munificent incarnation. Because he is giving Krishna. Not only Krishna, Krishna Prema, love of Krishna. What was very, very difficult to understand, manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddhaya. To understand Krishna is not so easy. But Krishna himself is giving himself. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, future, past, present, future, whatever it has been, our past, or what is present, it doesn't matter. But if you take to Krishna consciousness movement, then our present and future both are bright, undoubtedly. So we should take the instruction of the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana, Bandi Rupa Sanatana Uragajuga, Sri Jiva Gopalaka. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamritamani Dhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo Priyakaro Nirmasaro Nirmasaro. This movement, there is no distinction, no Masarata. Masarata means to be intolerant for others' advance. Nobody, this is material nature. Nobody wants that his friend or his son, or of course the father likes the son is increasing in opulence, he likes, but sometimes he does not like. So this world is full of envy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is for the Paramahamsa, who is not envious. Paramanirmasarana satang vastava vastu vedamata. Nirmasar, when one is not envious of others. That is called nirmasar. Because in the material world, everyone is envious of another person. That is in nature. Therefore, there is so much fight. Everyone is envious. Nation is another nation's against, envious, even person to person, brother to brother, family to family, community to community, everywhere. Masarata. Para utkarsanam asaharam. Masarata means one cannot tolerate others' flourishing condition. Immediately envious. But this system, Krishna consciousness, is meant for Paravanirmasarana, one who has learned this art not to become envious, tolerant. That is the qualification of saintly person. Karma, chin, what is that? Pitikshava, karma. Those who are preacher, they should be titikshava. Titikshava means titiksha, tolerance. There will be so much insult, inconveniences against party, everything. We have to tolerate. Titikshava karuna. At the same time, we have to distribute the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Titikshava karuna. Sridhasarabhudanam and friend of everyone. There is no distinction. Friend of everyone. So he is ajata satrava. By their action, they will not create any enemy. Ajata satrava shanta, peaceful. Ajata satrava shanta, sadhava sadhu. These are the decoration of sadhu, saintly person. Ritiksava karunika. I think this shlok is there in the Kapila's teaching to his mother. Titiksava karunika ajata satrava shanta sadhava sadhubhusana. So far the Kali Yuga is concerned, we have only passed 5,000 years out of 3,200,000 of years. We have only passed 5,000 years, and the miserable condition, situation will degrade more and more. So, if you have to take again birth in this material world, then we will have to suffer more and more. Best thing is that let us finish our business of Krishna consciousness and go back to home, back to Godhead, so that we haven't got to come again to this nonsense material world. That is wanted. Jadgatyana nivartanti tad dhamo paramamma. This should be the aim of life. That we are not going to take advantage of the so-called advance of material civilization. We have no business. Aranare bab. We should make it a determination that we had enough of this material civilization. We are not anymore concerned about it. We are interested in Krishna. Have to go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna. This should be the determination. And if we think, let me test this also and test that also. In Bengal it is called dudo khai, tamako khai. Not like that. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned very seriously. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanonu mukhasya paranga paranga jirimishu bhavusagarasya visayinam sandarsanam atujusitancha ha-hanta-ha-hantam visabhaksanadapi asadhu. For a person who is going back to home, back to Godhead, he should be niskincha. Niskincha means no more any material necessity. Niskincha. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukhasya. One side, this is nirvana. Finished. And the other side, positive. Negative side, no more material. And positive side, Krishna. Bhagavad bhajanon mukhasya. How to go back to home, back to Godhead, to serve Krishna? This is one side. And one side, need. We don't want anymore anything. Niskinchana. For such a person, visayinam sandarsanam atujusitancha. For such a person, if he has become captivated by the material attraction, means money and material comfort. Woman and material comfort. This is material civilization. Everyone is after woman. Woman or man, it is not that woman means the form of woman and man is the form of man. Woman means enjoyable and man means enjoyer. So here in this material world, everyone is enjoyer. Everyone is enjoyer. Not only the man thinks I shall enjoy the woman thinks I shall enjoy the man. The spirit is how to become enjoyer. Therefore sometimes the living entity is described as Purusha. Actually every living entity is Prakriti. Prakriti means enjoyable. So everyone is to be enjoyable by Krishna. But thinking, I am an enjoyer, that is Maya. So, anyone is thinking of enjoying this material world, visayinam అథుజూషితాన్ విషయనాం సందర్శనం అథుజూషితాన్. For any person who is serious about going back to home, back to home, for them these things are abominable more than drinking poison. This is the verdict of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the ideal. So, we must be serious. It is not that in one day we all of us will become Paramahamsa. That is not possible. Don't try to imitate. But follow the rules and regulations with vow that this life I shall go back to home, back to Godhead with determination. Then Krishna will give you intelligence. That is promised by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Tisham nityabhishuktanam bhajatam pritibhu. Satadhishuktanam bhajatam pritibhu bhakam tadam. If you are serious, then Krishna is within everyone's heart. He will give you intelligence. But we must be very serious. Then past, present, future will be cleared before us. And because Krishna is personally directing, buddhi yogam tadam. So, what knowledge is wanting there when Krishna? In another place Krishna says, Tisame manukampatham ahamajnana janatama nasayami atubhavasa jnana dipena bhasaka. For a sincere devotee, Krishna said, to show him a special favor, even though he is just, I will make him intelligent. Thank you very much.